feel like I had to sing the national anthem.
Anybody banged up from riding at all?
From the game itself, no. No, a couple guys. We're anticipating a few guys coming back that were out last week that didn't play in the game. Coop's going to practice a little bit today. Jeff Mail's going to practice a little bit today. Benny Logan's going to practice today. So it's getting some guys back, but nobody that we sustain anything anything that will keep him out of time from the game. So
Tucker and Casey Matthews, they both came off.
Casey should practice by Tuesday, and Tuck's going to see what he can do. But we're anticipating him coming back this week. So,
Chip, have you ever been here before? Sorry.
Yep. I was at the Penn Relays, actually, this past April. So.
Not for football.
No, I've never been there. I've been back when Penn played Columbia, when I was coaching at Columbia in a freshman game. So,
Chip, what were some of the issues on the offensive line, first team offensive line,
No, nah, we were prepared. I mean, they just they sat in the same front and played the entire game. It's a four down front. It was nothing. They didn't do anything scheme wise to us. Is the thing that hurt our offensive line, to be honest with you, is we got too many penalties. You know, we were moving the ball, and two of the penalties that we had negated big gains for us. You know, we had a pass to Selleck that was a big gain that we had called back, and that was a critical one. And then we got another one where we had a receiver trying to release and gets a face mask trying to get by the corner, and you know, it's a point of emphasis, and you know, should have been called. But I obviously, when you get that many penalties to start, they're only out there for three series, and I think they had three penalties. So screen pass that we had some yardage on, but we got a holding on the backside that just was unnecessary. So the penalties were the one thing that really hurt those guys on the, up front.
Is there a practical value to connecting with the franchise history? Did you mention it to the players that you're going to Franklin Field? And this is
they're aware of it, and I think we always talk about the tradition of, you know, what the Philadelphia Eagles are all about, and you know, obviously the turnout you have here is awesome, and the chance to get out in front of the fans, but to play in a special place like this is, you know, it's neat for them to understand the history of the team.
Is there anything specific in these next 2 days you need to accomplish before going
in? Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, obviously 2 days ago was a game, that's why we're not in full pads today, but there's a lot of things we can work out from the Bears game from a correction standpoint. Tomorrow will be more of a walkthrough type practice, because then we're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with the Patriots. Usually we're on our own on the day before the game, but we did it last year and do a lot of situational work with them, and there'll be a lot of physical play on Tuesday and Wednesday. So there's a lot of corrections that can be made from the game against the Bears, and that's what we're trying to get accomplished in the next 2 days.
Chip, some teams in New York was very good running a hurry up, quicker kind of offense. Obviously, you guys do something similar. What is it about? Is there something about him as a quarterback that allows? Is it just something that quarterbacks are good at? Is there something about him that makes him good in that kind of?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think he ran a hurry up offense in New York. So
when he did hurry up.
Oh, okay, that's news to me. I didn't watch that. So. I just think Mark's he's a real quick thinker, you know, and he makes decisive decisions, and very athletic. When you watch him drop, he's got some, you know, some pop in his feet. When he gets to the top of his drop, he goes through his progressions, and he gets the ball out quick. He's got a real quick release. So, you know, we were excited when we got a chance to get him. He's played 68 games in this league, so it's not like you're getting an untested guy. And it took his team to two AFC championship games, so there's a lot of experience there. And you know, I just think the one thing you're starting to see is he's healthy. And I think if anybody, as I told him actually right after he did it, anybody has any questions about his arm rehab and after that throw he made right at the end of the first half, I think it was 68 yards in the air. So, you know, he's back. He's excited about playing football, but we're really glad we got him.
From looking at the film, were you able to decipher anything particular about Nick's performance? Was there one thing that he was throwing?
No, there's not one thing. I just think, you know, there's a combination, obviously, in that whole group, and everybody contributes to it. The penalties set us back. We were moving the ball a little bit, and then to have two big gains negated because of the penalties, so we're not getting into a rhythm. You know, on the one throw on second and four, probably should have just thrown it away. You know, I think he's trying to make something happen in that situation, and he knows that. And we had a twist game on the other interception where he's getting, you know, got moved off his point a little bit, but he's still got to set his feet and throw the ball. And then, you know, sometimes you don't have to complete every pass. Sometimes an incompletion is better than an interception. And I think those are just lessons that he'll learn from. But that's the one thing about Nick is he always gets put in a situation where he makes a mistake, he usually bounces back, doesn't make that mistake again. So,
did any of the second or third team guys stand out more so than what you would see on Friday night after watching?
Not that what we've seen, but there was a lot of good efforts out there. I thought Brandon Graham's pass rush in that second group really caused some havoc in there. And Vinny was in the backfield a lot in that second group. And Bo Allen, I thought, did a really nice job in the run game, and so did Brandon Bear in the run game. You know, so those are two guys there. Thought Ertz did a good job in a passing game. Still got a lot of work to do from a blocking perspective, but was a guy in the passing game that did some good things for us. So The biggest thing we're looking for now is consistency, because guys have done, you know, what you, hey, that's a good play. Now the next one's not so good. So, you know, can we continue to make the positives play and stay away from the negative plays?
What about NFL's pass rush? He's got some moves.
And, yeah, he does.
Is that something you guys knew about, or did you realize that he was going to be that skilled in that area?
You know, because he played in a different – he didn't play in a two-gap defense until his senior year, so you saw some of that when he was in more of a four-down front. You know, the ability to do both, I think, was what attracted us to him. But he does, for a 330-pound guy, have some suddenness to him, and got a feel and a knack in terms of how to win the hand battle up front. But that's, you know, just an added plus that you have a nose that can actually – that has a little bit of a pass rush to him, I think, is a bonus for what he brings to us. So,
Chip, I don't know if you talked about Nick's interception. You've seen it. I'm sure there's a multitude of things that happened. What was it that happened?
There were a multitude of things that happened. You know, I think he didn't, and the one that, there was a twist game up front on the first one, didn't get a really good chance to set his feet, was thrown off his back foot. And then on the second one, we tried to run a naked play. We didn't do a great job of sealing the end for him, and he got out, didn't really get to the perimeter, and just really learning that situation, you got to throw the ball away. It's second and four, we're in a positive yard. We're actually in field goal territory. We don't want to, we always talk about no STPs, no sacks, no turnovers, no penalties when you're in the red zone, and obviously, that's a killer for us. At least come away with some points in that situation. So, just learn to play the next snap. You know, get the third and four, and then see if we can make something happen then.
Assess Barkley and Kenny at this point. And does Kenny have a legitimate chance to make this roster?
It all depends on what goes on with the rest of camp. You know, I think, and the other thing you don't know is injuries. So you got to have a couple quarterbacks in there. I think, you know, both those guys the same thing. Matt goes in and has a 13, I think it was a 13-play drive, and, you know, over 90 yards, and we go down and score a touchdown, and we're throwing the ball on time, and then, but then he makes some mistakes. You know, we come out after our special teams create a positive play and recovering a fumble, and we're in the 37-yard line, and then, you know, we go out the first play and throw a pick. You know, I think it's about understanding, taking what the defense gives you. You know, in that situation, the same thing I just talked about, Nick's situation, you can't get greedy. You don't have to make it happen. Let's play the next snap and move on. We're in positive territory. So part of it is with both of those guys, they made some plays that you're, like, excited about, but then they also made some plays where I don't know if they're forcing it or trying to, like, impress everybody, but they've got to learn that they got to let the offense come to him. They don't always have to make it happen. They have to let it happen. So,
Coach, it seems like Jalen Watkins, seems like he had some ups and downs.
Same thing, you know, first game in professional football form. He's obviously got a lot of talent. He's a multi-position player for us as a corner, as a safety, plays a little bit of nickel for us. But it's his first time getting out there, you know, got beat on the one long pass play, but then came back and made a big interception. So, you know, as we talked to all those guys about it, it was an opportunity to